Bill, what moment led you to organize this event?
Somebody told me, this is not a local thing, and I drove by a whole bunch of Ukrainian flags being waved by families in front of St. Mary's, and I knew every one of them was hurting. Every one of them was thinking about somebody and worrying about somebody they hadn't heard from or know is suffering in Ukraine. So this is a local story. They want to help. I want to help them help. And I'm so fortunate. I've got a Suburb Ukrainian Senior Center and Anna Johnston's. They've been wonderful. They set up accounts for us that we're using their accounts, and all the checks are going in their name. They know where it needs to go, both here and abroad.
So what are you hoping to do? I mean, besides fill seats and make as much money as you can to get to the people who need it in Ukraine, what are you hoping to do, accomplish with Absolute Charity Gala for Ukraine, Bill?
What a great question, because what I want to do is I want people to understand they did help. So many times when we give to a charity, it's like, okay, here's my money, and you never hear from it again. You hope it goes to the right thing. We're going to talk to Oksana from Kyiv. She might be in Germany by now. She's a refugee. She's a young woman with a haunted look on her face. And she's going to talk about a charity that we're going to be helping. And then we're also going to be helping our local Ukrainian community getting ready for Ukrainians to come here. And there's some, I know the hospital is gearing up for some things as well. We want to make sure we're ready to help them. I want people to know that they helped. We're going to talk to Oksana that night, and then I'm going to turn the camera towards the guests that are there and say, Oksana, we have something to say to you. We stand with you. And we're all going to feel at that moment that we did something. We're going to see it. And I want to see the look on her face change.
From haunted to maybe hopeful.
To hopeful, too. It hurts a little less. She can't take away the people that she's lost. She's from Kyiv. There are pits of people that were shot with their hands tied, you know, like after 300 and counting. Imagine the effect that has on her, on the entire country. Like, I know how it affects me. I want to let her know we got you.
There's such a strong Ukrainian community in this city, and whether you have relatives or ancestors there, we all come together as people. Doesn't matter if you're Ukrainian or Spanish or Finnish or whatever. It doesn't matter. We all come together.
My hero, Marcus Aurelius, said people are our number one job. That's what we're here for, each other. And there is so much suffering in the world, and I'm not going to be able to change it all. But, man, how about we just change a little bit of it and give people a reason to hope? Like, imagine all the hopeless people in Ukraine right now. The worst thing we could do is nothing, because the only person that helps is the oppressor.
So, Bill, how do we get tickets for Absolute Charity Gala for Ukraine on Saturday night at the Caruso?
There is a Facebook page called the Absolute Charity Gala for Ukraine. And just go there. There's a place to buy tickets. It'll take you to Eventbrite. They're handling all the money, and it's going straight into the Suburb Ukrainian Senior Center's bank account. We don't see any of it, and we don't take cash. So you know it's going where it needs to go. We need seats. I don't want to turn that camera around and have Oksana see that. I just want to see as many people as possible that we have her.
You've organized an event that I think people will remember for a very, very long time. Amazing music from some local bands, some local DJs. You're going to be up on stage. Oksana is going to be there on video. And I really think it is going to be a very memorable event and may inspire other events to also help. Really, I think that's what you're doing as well, is inspiring others to grab onto something and do something. If you look at the big picture, it's daunting and it is horrible. But if you can do your own thing, your own small thing, to be part of the overall solution.
Yes, exactly. We have Flashback, Restored, 21, and Pop Machine. And when we reached out to them, they all said not just yes, but can we do more? As a matter of fact, I was just started with two. We just kept getting calls from the music community here in Sudbury. As a matter of fact, it took me an hour to get all the people I needed to do this thing. And then I remember sitting back going, oh, my God, they all said yes. And then I had to do it. So it's daunting. We're trying to do in 3 weeks what should take 3 months. But man, this is going to go. It's going to be amazing. We just need people in seats. We need people to stand up. And you're going to have a great time. We've also got two amazing DJs I love working with. It's going to be a great time. But also, we're going to come away knowing that we made a difference. And that is what life is all about. Make a difference.